Priceline with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is part two. We're in the middle of something very important, and maybe you can catch up on it. But if you can't catch up with it or like what you're about to hear, then you can go to my website and listen to the refeeds, or wait to the last show because the first show gets repeated. Okay, Peter, there. Go ahead, Peter. I want to make sure I get to you so you will be successful in becoming a better person. So go ahead. Do you understand? What do you understand so far?
I understand when I to do nothing, to just watch it, to do nothing, to when I meditate and it collides, just to.
Do you know what that means?
And then, no.
Do you know what it means? It means when you're looking at it, light shining on it. When you're looking at the thoughts and they're looking at the feelings, when you're aware, and you're aware of it, the awareness will take care of it, and just watch it. And through that awareness that you have comes from God, otherwise you would not have awareness. The animal doesn't have an awareness like us, an intuition. And ours is intuition. Tuition, education from within. Knowing without knowing why you don't know, why you know. And if you don't know, it's okay not to know. Not to try to figure out what to know, because you wouldn't know it when you see it, when you start to figure it out. You have to let go. Thank God.
Well, now after doing the meditation, I can see, I'm going back to the first point, I can see how much, let's just call it pressure, is underneath. I mean, how much.
But it goes away.
Okay.
There's a key. I've got just enough time to give you the key. The pressure came from a person from the day you were born. Somebody had to pressure you. You weren't born with a pressure. The pressure came on you as a human being and took over you. It's called being born in sin, or the culture gets inside you, the spirit of culture. You understand
right.
That point? Okay. So from that point, you're not yourself. But you still have intuition, but you've lost a little control, and you get angry and upset, and you let it go for a little bit, and you're okay, but then afterwards another one. And pretty soon there's more of them, so many of them, that you can't control them anymore. And you start struggling with it.
I also can see that... at the point in my life when I was growing up, I mean, yes, I was pressured. I can see that because I had somebody pressure me inappropriately.
Yes.
And also, at some point when I went to drugs, I see how I changed my allegiance, and that got into me.
Exactly.
And that spirit still wants to. I'm like on the automatic, like in a hypnotic state with that.
It is a hypnotic state because in your desperation, drugs will give you a sense of worth that makes you even more worthless, because it's the wrong kind of salvation. It's for salvation from the real light. See, I'm making it very easy for you. The problem came through the generations. Your mother and father couldn't help where they are. Their mother, great-grandmother and great-grandfather, all the way back to Paradise Lost, none of them could understand themselves. Very few people civilization is all under the earth 10,000 years. It rises, it falls, it rises, it falls under the sand. And we're losing it too. For the simple understanding of what I'm about to say, and I want to say it one more time, my dear friend Peter, it is the neck, that thing inside you cannot exist unless it causes you to react to the bully that is intimidating you in front of you. It cannot exist. And if you can realize with your heart that of yourself you can do nothing, and that person could not help doing what he's doing to you because he can't see it either. He can't see the wrong of his wrong. He cannot see it. He only takes some kind of bizarre pleasure, which is the thing inside him that acts through him and thinks through him, and he thinks everything he thinks is him. He can't help but do this to you, and he doesn't see he's doing it to you. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. It was his last cry. Don't you see? Now, my dear friend Peter, the next person that talks to you or does wrong to you, look at it that way. Look at him. Stand back. Look at his mouth opening and closing like he was talking furniture. And realize that he couldn't help himself, poor fellow. He's made to do this. And you may be able to wake him up. But you rob him of his pleasure. You're robbing him of the reinforcement of the problem. And you then, the dark side inside you slowly dissolves. Okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Thank you, Peter.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, we had a very good hour, last hour. And don't miss it. If you missed it, you'll hear it played back in the third hour. All right? It's worth listening to. I think so. So we got, is this Andrew now with the autoimmune issue? Is that one?
Yes, hi.
Okay. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Hello, Andrew.
So, I was diagnosed with a autoimmune disease.
What is it?
It's Hashimoto's. It's a thyroid autoimmune disease.
Is thyroid?
Thyroid. Autoimmune.
What's the symptoms?
Extreme fatigue, brain fog, all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, the list.
May I suggest that before that part of you. What was the name of the
thyroid?
Thyroid, yes. The thyroid is a very important gland. You don't want it messed with, and you don't want it taken out. And then you have to have medicine for the rest of your life. And there's be a war, maybe. Yeah. There may not be any supporting chemistry for you. This is going to be a big war coming up here very soon, within months, maybe 5 months, 6 months. So you've got to be very careful, but not to be dependent on anything. You need to get better. And
right.
May so, I suggest...
That's my question, because this is something that... From just talking with doctors, it's likely this is what I've had this almost my entire life.
Okay, so it's all caused by stress. And let me tell you something. You have an immunity. You have the system that, but what they call it, part of your body that keeps you immune from illness. The name of it, David. Can you help me?
Antibodies?
No, it's such a damn thing to be old. it's expression, David. What is that part of you that is the immune? Is the immune system? Immune system. Let me call it the immune system because I can't remember the proper name for it, and my producer can't figure it either.
Yeah. Okay.
You have an immune system. Let's call it immune system, see? And that immune system working day and night. And every time you get upset, then you open the door to trouble. Every time you eat something wrong, drink something wrong, or whatever it is, or whatever kind of life you live, if you live an improper life, then you are open to sickness and diseases, and the immune system works. The immune system works and works hard, but the longer you live, and the less, if you don't change the course of your life, that immunity system starts to wear out. and then you get a disease and you get a sickness. It may be a cold that goes away, doesn't go away. It could be anything. But if you keep on doing that, keeping adding sin to sin, stress to stress, then everything in your body can go haywire. And that part of your body is one of the things that collapse and is not able to do its duty, because it's not the thing itself that's the problem. It's the fact that the anxiety and the tiredness and the exhaustion is the fact that your immune system is failing. It can't handle all those angry and hostilities and all those little germs and everything else, to make it very simple. It can't handle it. It's collapsing. It's part of the system. That part of your body is part of the system. And so that's all. So that you're being drained. Every time you get upset, you get drained. Every time you get irritated, upset, annoyed, aggravated, getting your feelings hurt, all those things take energy from your body and give power to the bully, to the source of the darkness. You need to deal perfectly with imperfect people. That's all. You need to sit quietly and just learn to find redemption by being still in your heart and know God. Do you know that you have a meditation? You have the meditation?
Yeah. And I've done that, and I've seen massive benefits from it.
Can you do this? Can you? Let me make it plain. This is what is required of you. When a person tries or does not know that he's doing this cruel thing to you and irritating you, whatever that person is, whether someone gives you the finger and yells on the highway and calls you stupid names. See? It's just see that, hear the noise, hear the cuss words, and go on, smile and go on. And when you get to work, if the boss has a bad day with his wife and it's taken out on everybody, you stay calm and understand it, because he doesn't realize what he's doing. The whole secret is, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You see, how can I say this? I want to say something to you. It may be too advanced to say it, but it needs to be said, and I don't know how to approach this. But let me make it simple, what's required of you. If you sit and meditate properly, you will find a counter energy to the stress of life. And it's effortless. It doesn't take any effort. If it takes any effort, you've missed it. If you meditate and let go of your anger and realize your father couldn't help what he did, your mother couldn't help what you did, your brothers and sisters didn't, they were extensions of mother or father, and then you're the odd man out, so to speak. You know what I mean? And why are you being treated that way? Why are they treating all the wicked ones, you know, to the best of everything? Because you're different, and you're different in a beautiful way. Jesus was, and so he understood that the dark side of the force is in a person, but the person himself doesn't understand it. He doesn't know. He thinks that he is doing the right thing, kicking your butt and making you feel degraded. It's a certain pleasure, but it's a pleasure that comes from killing you just a little bit and taking the energy, your energy life away, so he can feel stronger and superior and better than you are, because he's projected his problem on you. And he feels relieved of the problem in him. It's a bully. But he doesn't know he's a bully. He doesn't understand all these things. Everybody does this to each other. They don't know what they're doing. They don't see it. But you got to see it. And so therefore, it is inside you, anxiety exists. Inside of you is what is inside of the person. The more you're going to get more of it from that person if you get upset. So once you understand you can defeat him by dealing perfectly with his imperfection. And dealing perfectly with his imperfection is very simple. You don't lay it to him. You don't judge him. You see, and even if a person who's sweet and nice to you feel the pull, then you can look at that.
Yeah.
You're able to see that you're being manipulated. But you'd be very polite in the same way, but she's not getting to you. You see that? You're not being lifted up and making you feel better by the pretty girl. See that? She's pretty and she's nice, but you don't feel any feeling from it. And the guy's bad and you don't feel any feeling, any emotions from it. It's nice to see you. Nice to see you, either one. That's all. You don't want a feeling that lifts you in anger. You don't want to have the feeling that lifts you in praise. It makes you feel good about yourself. Somebody who loves you looks
good. So you're saying then, because when I started, they gave me the treatment, which is basically the hormones that my thyroid isn't producing.
Yes.
And I suddenly felt alive. I had to ask, is this what normal people feel like? Because I've always felt drained and just tired and exhausted.
Because because you're upset all the time, struggling with yourself all the time, trying to fix yourself, trying to fix other people so you can get approval, drinking drugs to give you the good feeling. It's stealing you away. Every time you take drugs, every time you get a compliment from a person, it raises you up and makes you feel better. It's draining you of life. It's only temporary, and then you're worse off.
Right.
See that?
Yeah, and so, okay.
See, do you understand?
Really
listen to me. I'm an old man. But listen to the strength that I have to speak to you, even though I miss sometimes a memory thing. The memory is not that important. It's where I'm coming from. See, I can put the words together easy where they're coming from. I don't know the names of people, places, and things. It doesn't matter anymore. If I can remember it, fine. If I can't, not. You still can understand me, can't you?
Right, yeah.
So I say to you, look at that person. And he is compromised. And he's compromised has made him the other person. And now he's going to do to you what was done to him. And he doesn't know anything wrong with it. He feels perfectly justified. And then you feel guilty. And you feel guilty, you may want to make up to him. See? Or start looking for people to like you and give yourself to them. Am I correct? You're a pisa. That's what you are.
I would say that I used to be extremely, probably until I started listening to you maybe about 5 years ago. I was bad. I remember really caring what people thought about me.
No, you don't want to. You don't care about it.
Well, I don't anymore. I don't care, but I still get enraged mostly with you know, world events and seeing what's going on with ISIS.
Yeah, but how does it help the world for you to be antsy and how the world is going? How does it help you?
It hasn't yet.
No, it's going to kill you. If it's one person, it's everybody.
Right.
What use is it?
Right.
So I can look at the world. I can see the World War III coming. It's right there. Okay,
yeah,
it's going to be a war. I can't stop it.
So when you see those things, I mean, and I see it coming too. I know that we're on the doorstep of that as well. But when you see these things, and what aside from seeing it and just watching it and not doing anything, what do you then do with? Because
you're taking it too far too quick. Too far too quick. Just let's stop. It's the next person. It's only the next person that you meet that tries to trick you, and you can see it. Tries to irritate you, and you can see it. And he wants to eat you just a little bit more, because you tend to give in to go along to get along. You're an appeaser. You've been an appeaser for a long time. And you've given up your life force. You're giving up your life force. That's why your adrenaline is you're giving up the life force. That's what's happening. The adrenaline is given up. It's part of the immune system. It's a part of your immune system, don't you see?
Yeah, I do. I do now. I see it now. And so, and you know, from what doctors say,
they don't know anything. No, let me stop you. They only know how to give you a drug that works like the adrenaline, but that's not a way to live, because you're still living longer.
Right.
You're becoming more dependent on your medicine, and you're living longer, so other things go wrong also, because you're still getting upset. Come on, wake up. Don't go away. All right. Let me see what time it is. Good Lord. Andrew, are you still there, old boy?
Yeah.
Can you stand my yelling and ranting?
Oh, no, it's good.
Okay. Listen, I make it simple. Can you understand that you can't help being upset?
Can I understand that I can't help being upset?
Yeah, you can't help it. You can't control it.
It happens too easily. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So now.
But not as bad as it used to be.
No, but it's got a. It's not as bad as it used to be. I'm not sure that what that is, but it sounds like it's better. But the point is, I want to point you to how it's done. Is for you to realize that whoever hurt you last got inside you and took a piece from you, your life force. That's what they did. Because they don't have any life of their own. They gave it to their bully. You understand that? It's a chain of command. Yeah. We eat each other all the way down to the bottom of the totem pole. You follow that?
Yeah.
That's why the big guys are powerful. The little guys are just broken. With all kinds of misery and suffering and murder and mayhem. And so, can you see that the person that is about to chew you out and eat you and upset you, so you yield of this energy comes from you? They feed on it because they gave it to their bully. So they become your bully, and now they get it from you. And so they have got inside you. They are changing you to them. And to serve them. And the more you serve them, the more they like you. The more they like you, the more you want to be liked. And the more blood you have to give, so to speak. See that? Now, they may also turn around and say, you're not being liking me enough. See? And therefore,
I don't care if anybody likes me anymore.
but you do understand what I'm talking about, because I have talked about.
Exactly, yes, 100%.
Okay. But now, here it is. Now, here, I'll come right to the point. The secret is this. When you see a person that gives you a praise, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No feeling. And it's when you see a person who's bullying you and pushing you around and saying something bad to you, stand back and make them look like a If I can only describe it, I'll try a funny way of saying it. Look at them as a talking furniture, or Donald Duck, if you want to. You see?
Okay.
And just look at this mouth opening and closing, and don't let the words and the energy coming at you. Just watch that, and don't respond to him. In other words, within you, forgive them. You have been forgiven since the day you were born. Claim it, claim redemption, and I assure you that if you claim redemption in the meditation, in the 7-minute meditation, it has it. Then you will open your eyes, and the next person that's mean to you can't get to you, and they die trying. And you get stronger in the eyes of God. And when he sees that you are strong and you're stable and you hold your ground, calmly, without hating the hurter begins to feel the pressure of your goodness. Do you understand that now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
Do you see what I do to my audience? Half of them are scared to death of me. The other half love me. You got it?
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm 88 years old. 88 years old. What is to be afraid of? It's what's in me.
Well, you speak a lot of truth, so I think that's exactly why there's the divide in your audience.
That's right. I don't expect everybody to love me, but if they hate me, I don't hate back. That is the key.
Right.
And now I've got lots of people hating me, and I'm getting stronger. And when I as I start to glow, and you'll start to glow in a manner of speaking, like a little child, you'll glow like little children glow. You've seen how little children are beautiful and bright. I like to, I have a camera. I love taking pictures of children, but not people. They don't glow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a huge difference.
They're better than the grown-ups. They're smarter.
Yeah, there's actual life and joy.
That's right. But that's the life you've been losing by giving in, by getting upset.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
My microphone just collapsed, but so I'm going to... I have to stand on my head to talk to you. Can you believe that? This is stress. This is outrageous. All right, I'll do my best with this. All right, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I agree. I think I definitely was an appeaser, and I really tried to.
You're gonna die trying.
Well, I always misinterpreted the scripture where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." I thought a peacemaker was an appeaser.
Yes, but he's not. He's the person that creates the war. He's just the opposite. You can't make peace with evil, but you can be at peace in the face of it, called courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he sees he can't get to you, he becomes afraid. When he sees he cannot get you, when he sees you hold up a sword, he sees he holds up a fist, and nothing moves. If you're going to kill me, that's okay. But that's the attitude. No fear, no anger, nothing. He needs that in order to hurt you. He needs that to give you him permission to kill you by little bites or one big shot. One of these days, if you understand what I'm saying, somebody will come up in the times we live, and where had you not listened to what I'm saying and understood it and lived it, you'll see that person that would kill that other person walk away from you or turn away from it as if you weren't there. I swear to God that will happen. And this nation, all it needs is to be strong in that sense. Not only with armament, but in that which I spoke to you about, the ability to stand your ground. Roy Masters is only 150 pounds. And in my life, I've dealt with 250 pounds Olympic athletes and crushed them to the ground. Without any effort, or stop them in the middle of what they're doing. Nothing ever came to me. Nothing. It was just easy. All of a sudden, there'd be a guy on the ground. I don't know how he got there. See how I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had not necessarily fights or anything, but I know what you mean where just the natural right thing just seems to flow and happen.
Yes. Yes, you got it. So just look at it. Just look at that person. The secret is the next person. Understand you've been redeemed. Therefore, you can forgive. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. This is a really hot program tonight, right? So, would you please consider the the necessity of the foundation of human understanding. I'm getting new stations. All of a sudden, they're appearing. Talk radio in general is falling apart. It's under attack by the liberals. Under attack, yes. And I was the first person to be under attack because when I appeared on the screen, on the scene in 1960, I immediately understood what's going on. I immediately started to talk about it and people began to support me. I am the grandfather of Talk Radio Network. I could be credited with creating this format. So instead of being spiritual, it could be political. You didn't have the opportunity before. All you could hear was people like me who paid their way. There was no such thing as talk radio. And from this sprung talk, and I'm still here, and many of them have fallen by the wayside, but they're still here. And I'm still here because I got something to say every single day. And I need to speak to my country. I need to my countrymen and women and children. If I don't get to you and help you understand these little things, so you don't need your freaking doctor, so you don't need the freaking welfare, see, you don't need it because you're broken. And the more you struggle, the worse you get. You can't get out of what's been into you. You can't get out of it. It's not possible. You have to be saved. You have to be saved from the dark side that travel from one generation to another, through one sin, death through sin, spread through the human race. See? And so when you came into the world, you came into culture. And culture, even if you were perfect when you come into culture, and you are usually are perfect when you come into culture, how can any baby called a sinner? You're born into culture, which is into sin. And even the best of worlds, and this is the best of worlds, America is nothing like America. Nothing. Nothing like it. But it's deteriorated because it's built on Judeo-Christian principles. But the trouble is, Christians don't have the words. You know, the gentleman that said just a little while ago, I've always thought that being an appeaser was a peacemaker. And so you see a lot of people are appeasers, and they think they're making peace. No, you're giving in to the bully. Don't you get it? And it becomes diseases. It becomes disease. You can't give in to cruel people. You can't forgive them. Even Jesus, he had the right from his Father to forgive people. And they said, "You as a man, how dare you forgive people? Only God can do that." Well, he is the agent of God. Now you must be the agent too. And when you become the agent, then you can let things go and not be.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, here we are again. Just let me remind you that if you want to keep your country, you better keep me. I don't sound like Donald Trump. I don't sound like him, I hope. But he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong. But I'm not politically correct. Neither should you be. And all your problems come from being politically correct. You remember the people that died recently because they're having Christmas celebrations, and two people came and killed them all, basically, and in San Bernardino, thank you. But the people next door There was the one case where the people were next door, knowing full well there's two people. No, I'm talking. I got it mixed up. Two people were married, came to America, and the people next door around them knew what was going on. Suspicious, they could see it, and rather than say, call the authorities, they just they were politically correct. They didn't want to be look like a, you know, like a bad guy, a racist. They didn't want to do that. And because they didn't do it, because they were afraid to speak up what they saw. And the results that might have happened, which they wouldn't have, but they thought they did. They're just cowards. See, so people die. So you need to, you understand, it's time for you to stand up to your wife in the right way. It doesn't mean to say she's going to be friendly, but you mustn't lose your cool. If you lose your cool, the system is against you. It's not against the women if they you know they bully if your wife bullies you and beats you up. They're not going to get into trouble. No, only men. So you see things that the dark side sits on the woman's doorstep. Politically speaking, see that. And so you've got to be very careful because they have the ability to be rude and crude to you because it's in them. It's in them already. And so it's a war. It's beginning to be a war between man and woman, husband and wife. And women are given the idea that they're smarter than men. And men have more advantage. No, men work hard. And if they have a family, if they're good men, they take care of the 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. See? And they're dutiful. In America, it used to be that way. All the system has fallen apart. The schools did it. The universities did it. The music did it. The entertainment did it. And you're voting for abortion. Can you imagine? In 1935 or 1940, you voting in abortion so people can be murdered. Kids come out and perfect human beings cut up for sale. And it's not in the news anymore and nobody says anything. And the veterans, they're still dying. They're still waiting. They just changed to the chief cook and bottle washer. And you don't say anything because so many bad things. How many bad things can you handle at once? All of you are so immersed in your own craziness, in your drugs, in your alcohol, in your sex search for sex and pleasure. That's all you care. Your whole life is looking for answers to sickness, answers to being upset and angry, and looking for pleasure, looking for escape. See, it's time for you to wake up. But you've been asleep. You've been asleep in a hypnotic sleep, in emotional sleep. And in that sleep, you live in a lower and lower state until you don't even realize you're living in that lower state. You get high, and every high makes you lower. You see, right? You understand when you are broken and you're a drug addict. See? The drug is from below. It comes from metaphorically speaking, it's coming from the dark jungles of South America somewhere. See, so here the dope pusher rises to the need that you have. The inferiority you have, the anxiety you have, he comes up to save you from being saved. Because you see, when you don't you understand? You got to understand that the world is around you and it's manipulating you and keeping you from seeing the truth and keeping you from being independent and bold and brave and noble. And in other words, you are becoming enslaved by all these different things from your doctor makes you a slave. All right, on the screen. is a picture of all the benefits. All boy smiles and everybody's walking happily and everybody's being cured by this and that. Underneath the saying, your penis will fall off. See, your nose will fall off. You see, you'll be constipated for the rest of your life. There's stuff like that. So, pardon the expression, but you're paying attention. You know, a picture is worth a thousand words. You don't have a thousand words. You have a nice big picture. And it gets you. Visually, but on a pack of cards, on a pack of cigarettes, it says you're going to get cancer. It says it there, and you still smoke. In prohibition, they put poison. They wanted to stop the epidemic of alcohol. And they put poison in the alcohol and said, put poison on it. It's got poison on the label. They drank it anyway, and the streets were littered with dead people, and they put more poison in. And the people still drank it. See, you can't stop. It's death. Everything that pulls on you is death. You need to, but there's a beginning. You have got to learn to deal perfectly with the imperfect person, because lurking inside the imperfect person is the dark side. That's what makes him imperfect. See? And so the imperfect self, the dark side in that person, is controlling the thoughts and behavior of the victim, like Dracula. See? That person is a Dracula looking, having his own blood sucked out and identity reinforced. He looks for a sucker. He's a sucker for a sucker. See, so if you know what I mean. And so the dark side knows if it can upset you, it can make a home in you. It can take a little piece of you and drink it, to put it simple. And you give it up and you start to get ill. Now, that's not just him. What about the doctor? The doctor is legitimate. He is there to help you. But little does he know that temptation is taking its toll. And he gives you a potion to relieve the problem. But now you become dependent upon legal drugs. And you live longer, but you haven't changed your behavior. And if you don't change your behavior, you do it again and again and again, and it becomes more complex. So you may have solved the one problem with it, with that drug, but now you've got other problems because your lifestyle hasn't changed. You're still being screwed. And you're still doing the screwing. If it applies to everything, including sex, or from sex, outward or downward. All right, now, well, what time is it? Oh, time to have my microphone fixed if I can find the parts for it, but I hope you can still hear me. I think you can, yes. Yes, I think I'll take my call, and I've forgotten about China. I haven't forgotten about it. It was on the subject of education, but tomorrow you might want to talk to me about it. Okay, who's next? Ralph next? Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, old bean.
No, that was great. I don't have my computer on, but I'm listening on the phone. So that was great, everything I've heard thus far.
Thank you.
I'm seeing my life has been full of addictions, and I'm seeing everything you just rehashed and said. I see that. I mean, I've went from one thing to another, to the sex, to the drugs, to the alcohol.
You're looking for fulfillment. Are you looking for fulfillment in the world?
Well, what's happening right now, Roy? I'm getting a glimpse of what could be, but sometimes I just feel hopeless. I feel like, is this really going to work? You know, I've been meditating a little bit, not a long time. But
it's about time you gave your whole self.
But I'm like, I just get hopeless, you know, because I'm in a precarious situation financially where I live.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?
Beg your pardon?
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Most people are, thank God. But the point is, you need to understand your Christianity. You know, and let me quote this Jewish boy talking to, right? Okay?
Right.
Let me speak to you because I love your Jesus, but you don't yet. See, not yet, because I don't live hopelessly. I don't have a need for hope because I know everything's going to be fine. Even if it isn't fine, it's an opportunity for me to be stronger. See?
Okay,
so now, it says, seek first the kingdom of God, the purpose of God, and all other things will be added. In other words, if you seek the things to be added first, something's missing in relationship to your Creator. A disconnect, emotional disconnect by virtue of something from the day you were born forward. Look for those things and let them go. Let your anger go towards them. Because it disconnects you from the purpose which comes naturally through you and writes your story. My story is written up to this very moment by every step I took and every thought that came to me from him to you.
Right.
And people like you. So my story is a very interesting story. It make a beautiful movie. You know, not that I'm suggesting it, but the kind but the point is, it's the kind of story that nobody could possibly imitate and be enthralled.
Mm.
Like the story of there's a movie on Benghazi.
Right.
There's a movie, 13 Hours. That's a true story. There's nothing like it. You can't make up something like that. It's real, and you can feel the realness of it. It's an imitation of the real, but it's real. It's really honest, the truth on the screen.
Mm.
So a preacher needs to... I'm a preacher or a teacher, but I'm not really. I'm honestly... I'm how can I say it? I'm honestly what I am. And it's not bad. There's something good in me wants you to see what I see, and then I've done my work, because you'll always be seeing. You don't need me anymore. You have the same God. I'm trying to bring you so you don't need people, and don't even need me. Okay. Okay, now quickly, I just want to... Yeah, I could use my time up to ask for support, and I don't have enough time to do it. So please, just let me just say quickly, I need your support. It's Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or just quickly, go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com, and get the meditation called seven-minute meditation. And let me go back. Let me go to Rectora. I don't want to spend too much time begging. Sorry. I shouldn't have to beg. So let me see. Oh, Ralph, see,
yeah.
The reason why you've lost hope is because the stress that you had as a child, younger, the authorities that took the place of the wordless word of God in your heart, where you know without knowing why you know it.
Right.
See that? The way I said that, because if you call me, I don't know what the next call is, but somehow it comes to me and gives you and it gives me to know what to say to you. I don't make it up. I don't have a memory of it. I have a memory of the language, but the language is gathered together as I'm speaking, so I'm not thinking it through, and I blunder sometimes. You know I do, but I know I'm blundering. I know, but my machinery isn't working quite right. Thank you, Lord. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, so I'm asking you to not have hope in anything. Don't look for something in the future. Don't create your own. Just wonder what your purpose is for. You've done everything that you shouldn't have done, and so and to the point of deciding you could make your future, it doesn't work. And if you do succeed, you will feel very good when you achieve your goal, just for a little bit, but then you need more. And then you have to then you have to set another goal. And the further and the every time you set a goal, when you because you you know you're running out of life force. When you're moving, right. You're getting excited. You get life force from that, but the life force is not a good life force. It's the life force of an animal that causes conflict and anxiety, leaving God behind. And so when you get there, you're going to feel like, Lord, I have to set another one until you wear out. You can't do it anymore and you die. Further away from God than you ever were before. So why don't you just relax? Take it easy. Okay?
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, I lost the last two calls that just dropped off, and there's only 7 minutes left to this hour, so I understand that. And that gives me a little break because, you know, I do need to your support. I need your support. It hasn't been good the last week or two. I have to pay roll. I have to pay machinery and technology and all that kind of stuff. And there's insurance. You know, a church runs, is it like a business? Except is the business is helping souls to become better human beings. And in this particular case, I have the knowledge to help save you from it. No, not save you as a person. I have the knowledge of what will wake you up and not be subject to the system. The system which is politically correct, so to speak. Not to be afraid to speak up honestly. Look at me on the radio every day. You don't see the media fighting me, do you? Because I've won a fight with them. I lost it, in a manner of speaking, got lost. When I came on the scene in 1960, I didn't know why I was attacked. I was a very important figure with a quarter of an hour program or an hour program when it was just beginning. And all the Hollywood stars, most of them, bought my materials. John Wayne and all the rest of them. Raj, it was just recent, even those days, many years ago, he's always loved what I've done, and I appreciate it. And when I brought out the cure stress device, he says him and John Wayne was using it, and he recommended it to everybody, and nobody took a bit of notice. Yes, yes, he did, he came. No, John Wayne, they used the system, yes. I've got to be clear. It wasn't the device, the device came later. But the point is, what Drudge said, we both appreciated what Roy does, in a manner of speaking. I don't remember the exact words. He came on twice for that, in case you didn't know. And he's my friend, but he's a very private person, so... You know, I can't write to him. He wrote to me one time and said something very sweet. Very, very gracious and sweet. Oh, 5 years ago. I do wish him well since I'm mentioning his name. But he's my friend. And I think he's my friend too. But he did it because he did it. He didn't have to do that. He knew John Wayne. And it came out, it used to be on our website, took it down. It was enough is enough. But listen, support me in my work as soon as you can. No matter how much it is, make it regular. Can you do that? Can you go to, what do they call it, David? To auto debit, always forget that, auto debit. And so you go to FHU.com. and just give us so much money every month. Could you do that? Could I see, you know, a little jump in my heart because, oh, I can now do this and that. I'm stopped by the lack of funds. In other words, I know dogs, you know, need, you can see dogs, you know, looking at, looking through the camera at you and crying and all the rest of it. So our veterans are dying and crying. You could, if you gave it to the dog, would you mind changing it from the dog to the veteran? Or whatever it is that you give. If you give it, I know the children overseas need it, yes? Can you also do it for the children here that are in America that are listening to me? Or the grown-up children who are parents and have lost their way. Can you do this for me so I can reach everybody? Because I can't reach everybody. I need to have the power of the media. I'm getting stations. I'm getting more. They're getting the idea that this is a real program. This is real life. I'm giving real answers. I'm showing you all what's common to you all. What's common? What's wrong? Commonly wrong with all of you. It's only one thing. I'm only teaching you one thing. I'm not even teaching it. I'm just showing it to you. And all you have to say is, "Oh, I see that." You mean to say if I stop getting angry and upset, everything's gonna be all right? Yes. The answer is yes. But how do you stop reacting? You have to give your spirit over to who created you and not to the spoken word of authority. Did you get that? Okay. The address of the Foundation of Human Understanding is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Can you do that, please? Or go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. Very simple. And download on your iPhone and your Android, 7-Minute Meditation. And then you can also get my radio programs and my Sunday morning programs, you know, Sunday morning videos, all free. So you get it through the app, which is also free. Could you do that? And then listen on your iPhone, on your Centipod, whatever it is. I can't remember. Your iPhone and your Android. Yes, the Android. Okay. What is a Centipod anyway? Where did that come from? Yes. Well, you do. You, this happens to you when you get old. Your mouth wanders all over your face. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you enjoyed this program. All right, so let me give you... Okay, you Catholics out there, don't you see how close I am to you? Can't you see it? That's why 60% of my audience are Catholics, and they only represent 25% of the people in the country. And I love them too. And I think the best reason why they can understand me better, because they're not asked to study the Bible, but just listen to the preacher. So listen to them. There's an advantage to that. I'm not your preacher. I'm not your teacher. Please support my program. You won't need any preacher and teacher. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.